Let's talk about how you're staying in touch with your sphere of influence. You mentioned some of the highlights. Give us some of the details. What are you doing throughout the year? How many contacts are you making? What's your goal in that department, and how are you making those contacts?
We do mail, call, visit. So I'll start with the mail. Our database gets two pieces of mail a month from us. One of them is very personal, the letter of the heart. We send something that's going on with me personally, because these are people that I've worked with that know me, that have listed with me or whatever. It may be about a vacation. It may be something, you know, an expansion of the team, whatever, something just on a personal level that's going on with my life. So everybody in the database gets that on the second week of the month. Then on the fourth week of the month, they get what we call an evidence of success postcard, which is basically could be a testimonial. If we survey all of our clients, a lot of times we get great surveys back, and we ask for their permission to use their survey or their, you know, quote off of the survey, and they allow us to do that. So we put that into a postcard. If we don't have a survey to use, we can use what we call a stats card. We've listed this many, we've sold this many, our average days on the market is this. It could be a just listed, it could be a just sold, hey, we listed and sold this house in the same day. Just something showing that we're successful. So we hit them on the personal level once a month, and then we hit them on the business level, showing that we're successful. And then actually the third week of the month is when our email blast goes out that I referred to earlier. We use MyEmma or Emma.com to send that. And that is how we invite people to events that we're having in the community, or it has to have something to do with the business. So, you know, tax credit, when the tax credit was big, we wrote a lot about that. Right now we write a lot about new construction and growth, you know, job growth, anything to do with economic development, schools, something to do with business. Our e-news blast goes out. It's very short and sweet. So those are the three ways we touch them, mail and email. That goes out every month. The second thing that we do is, I said call, and believe it or not, I call everybody in my database twice a year. And I have a system that I use. It's called the letter of the week. So on Monday, one of my staff print out whatever letter I am for that week in the middle of the alphabet on, you know, if it's, let's say it's A's. So actually this week I'm on K's. I've already finished my K's this week. But I call everybody in my database whose last name starts with a K this week. And that call really is, hi, this is Kendra. If I get a voicemail, it's basically, I'm sorry I missed you. Just wanted to catch up. Hope you had a great summer. Our team always enjoys catching up with you. If you have a minute, call us back. If not, we understand. But we do ask that you keep us in mind for future referrals, or if you need any, you know, real estate services, give us a call. And I leave my number. If I get them, it's building rapport. How's your summer been? The kids back in school? Everything good in the house? Anything going on? Where'd you go on vacation? Just anything to build rapport with these folks. These are people that know you, like you, and trust you. So build a little rapport. And then at the end, you always close with, hey, who do you know that needs to buy or sell? Or have you come across anybody that could use our services? Or is there anything I could do for you? And you're always ABC, always be closing and asking for the business. So that's the calls that we make. And the greatest thing is we catch them at different times throughout the year. So it might be, hey, I'm just calling to remind you to spring your clock forward or turn your clock back. Could be, I hope you have a great holiday. Just call to say happy Thanksgiving. I mean, there's always something you can say. Every week of the year, you can say something. And so that's how I call them. And that's a system I use to track. I actually write the sheet that they give me with the folks' names and numbers on them. I make notes out beside them. Expecting a baby, maybe moving, job transfer, whatever, anything that would send up a red flag to my staff. Give it back to them, and then they put the notes in the database for me. So the next time I call, I can see what we talked about the last time. Or if it says, hey, baby due in October, they're going to go to my October calendar and put me a reminder in there to call and check on it. It's really just a system to stay in touch. The one thing that I would say here, Mike, that blows me away is we as realtors as a whole are scared to death of the phone. And it's free, which is my favorite word, F-R-E-E, free. And number two, they can't hit your, you know, I mean, these are people that know you and like you. So there's no, you know, it should be the easiest call. And sometimes we would rather make a cold call to somebody that doesn't know us and take the chance of getting hung up on than calling people who really like us, which kind of blows me away. But I love to call my clients and catch up. So that's my call system. And then the third thing, I said visit, and I'm sure everybody listening or whatever says, oh my gosh, are you crazy? How do you, you know, go visit 400 to 450 people a year? And I don't. I invite them to come visit me. And so I hold client parties throughout the year and invite my database to come. So all of our invitations go out through our email blast. The email blast goes out once a month. If we have an event coming up, they're invited through that. So the client parties, I'll give you some samples if that will help. We do one a quarter. We do Goodwill drives. We sponsor a Goodwill truck, which when I say sponsor, I mean that's free. We just call them and ask them to bring it and set it up maybe in your parking lot, the real estate company. Invite all your clients to clean out their garage. You can do that around the spring cleaning time. Have them clean out their garage and bring gently used things to the Goodwill store. It's great for the community. It's also great for your clients to get to see you. We do a back-to-school bash for our Nashville Sounds, which is a minor league baseball team that we have. We do usually a Monday night game where the tickets are a little cheaper, and we only buy so many tickets, so we make it kind of a forced, you've got to either commit to come or not kind of thing. So maybe we'll buy 100 tickets and say the first 100 people can have the tickets, and they put us all together behind home plate, and we make that our back-to-school bash. So we stuff backpacks with some school supplies for all the kids that come. And the backpack just happens to have my logo on it. And so those little drawstring backpacks that are pretty inexpensive that all the kids love now, those things start floating around everywhere. Very inexpensive event. The biggest one that we do every single year that is hugely, hugely attended is we do a movie every year, rent the movie theater, and invite our database to come. And how that works is I have a lot of people call me and go, how did you get the theater to give you the theater? I'm like, well, they didn't give it to me. I did pay for it. But here's the concept. Most theaters do not open till noon on a Saturday. And so when we have a new release, it's always a family movie, so they bring the family. We have them open the doors at 9 o'clock for us, and we start the movie promptly at 10, and then we're all gone by 12. The greatest thing for me is I don't like to cook and clean because that's not really my gift. And so when I go to the movie theater, I can stand at the door and shake hands and kiss babies and get them all in the movie, and somebody else popped the popcorn and made the sodas, and they're going to clean up the mess, and then I get to see them all when they leave. And it's a great family day had by all. So very inexpensive. It's about $8 a person. So, you know, if you invite 100 of your clients, maybe you get your lender or title company to partner with you. But it is hugely successful, and every year we have a packed-out house. So those are some samples. We also do some other things in the community. We do an environmental day. Again, it doesn't cost us anything, but we have a shred truck come. We have the police department come to take old medicines out of people's houses. You know, they can bring them there, and they'll dispose of them. We also have a restoration company that will take old paint cans and stuff. Again, this is a spring cleaning kind of thing or a fall thing before we're going into winter, really getting people to be environmentally friendly and not throw things away that shouldn't be, you know, so they don't end up where they're not supposed to be. But anything like that that you can get your clients to come to you, I will tell you this. Do I see all 400 of them in a year? No. But you know what they do remember is, hey, she's doing these events. She's inviting me. I should go. And usually out of obligation, I'll see most of them at least once a year.